Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspiration today. I'm glad that you found the time to join us as we look at the Word of God for inspiration and encouragement today. I hope that you are seeking the Lord and reading and studying the Word to be instructed and to be encouraged. And together, I hope we can be encouraged today. I was kind of on a topic of forgiveness here this week, and there's something I want to share tonight that I hope can be an encouragement to us. And it's in Matthew chapter 18, where we have the parable of the unforgiving servant, something that we probably hear from time to time. But there's a nugget of truth here that I would like to bring to our attention that I feel is sometimes missed, and I would like to share that today as an encouragement to us. And I'll read here in Matthew 18. I'll start in verse 21 and read several verses. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" And I think what Peter is asking is, when can I say enough is enough? And Jesus answered him this way. Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." In other words, there's almost no limit to, or no limit to how often we need to forgive our brother or our sister. And then he shared a parable here to explain or to clarify what he's saying. He said, "Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle account with his servant. And when he had begun to settle account, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.'" I have been studying this passage for several weeks fairly intensely, and there's just a number of things that stand out here to me. And one of them is, and I'll just briefly mention this and maybe expound on it another day, is that we have in ourselves a tendency to try and collect from those who have hurt or offended us and sinned against us. When someone does something wrong towards us, it deprives us of what we should have been receiving. We've been deprived of what ought to have been. Therefore, there's a debt there. And our tendency is to try and collect that debt. But many times, the reality is that it is impossible for one person to repay that debt. Many times, something that has been taken cannot be replaced. Innocence, if taken, cannot be replaced. And there are a number of things that we could look at. For example, God can provide that healing. It is to God that we need to look for restoration and for healing and to have that account settled. But what I really want to bring to our attention today is the phrase 100 denarii or 100 pence. And it saddens me that many commentators will call that a trifling sum. They will say it's equivalent to something like $13 or $17. I'm not sure what they say. And they call it a trifling sum. And they may be factually correct in that it is the equivalent of $13. But the true value of any money is not in how many dollars it's worth, but what is its purchasing power. And so the 100 denarii in the time of this parable was a fair-sized amount of money. We have several other passages of scripture that use the word denarii or pence as it is sometimes translated. One example is when in the parable of the man who went out and hired laborers to work in his field for 1 denarius a day. In that parable, it would have been a day's wages. We have in another incident, Jesus was preaching to 5,000 men or 5,000 people, and I think it was Philip that said 200 denarii would not be sufficient to buy for them, that each one may have a little. I don't think that $26, if that was only $26, two times this 100 denarii, that would have even been worth mentioning, but I think it was quite a bit larger sum, but not enough to feed them. Each person would only have received a little bit. In another incident, another passage of scripture, we have the woman who anointed the feet of Jesus with an ointment that was, or a perfume that was, I believe, worth 300 denarii. And it seriously offended, I believe it was Judas. And again, I don't believe that he was offended at $39 worth. It was the 300 days' wages that he was offended at. And so back to this passage here in Matthew 18, if we look at that as 100 days' wages, it makes it clear that it is not just a trifling sum. It is indeed very small compared to the 10,000 talents, to the debt that we owe to the Lord, or that we did owe to the Lord before we were forgiven. But this debt that the servant was owed to by his fellow servant was not a paltry or a trifling sum. And by the same token, the sins and offenses that have been committed against us are not trifling matters. They are real, and they are serious. They are sin, and we need to understand that, and we are allowed to acknowledge that. we are supposed to forgive. But if we take this correctly, it should not cause us to feel guilty when we are feeling pain or when we feel hurt. It is normal that we feel hurt when someone does us wrong. And I covered this topic a bit yesterday. If we truly want to know, have we forgiven? There are some things we can go by. And as I shared yesterday, if we have released the person from any desire for revenge, if we do not desire to see them pay, we have no desire to see things go wrong for them, but that we desire the best for them, then we have probably forgiven them. And we don't need to feel guilty if we are still feeling the pain. The 100 denarii is a significant amount of money. And the sins that are committed against us, they are also real. They are not, it is not wise to try to shrug them off and say, oh, it doesn't matter, I shouldn't really care. It is, I believe the best course is to do as Joseph did, as I shared yesterday, acknowledge that it is sin, recognize it as sin, and release the person. And maybe, Lord willing, we can look at this some more. If we struggle to release a person, there are some things that, some steps that we need to take. And if the Lord provides and we're able, we'll look at that another evening. I hope that we can be encouraged by the Word of God and be instructed and inspired to press on. It is well worth it, and our God is able. Praise God. God bless you.